It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library. People still say that.
They sure do.
The library.
They sure do.
It's brary. It's like, it's not February, it's February. There's an R in there.
Well, you forgot the R is silent.
No, in February?
No, in library.
A library. Yeah, I love the library. I just go to the, you know, we have a bit we run with Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
And she talks about people, I forget the origin of the whole joke, but she says, when people say library, I don't really judge people unless they say library. And then I judge them. Shay King is here. Shay is the head of business development for the Racine Public Library. Like to have you in here. It's a huge library. A lot of cities don't have their own library this big.
Yeah, we're really fortunate.
It is. You have a multi-story building that's got everything, and everything's going on. Let's talk about some of the things here. You have a couple of new people at the library.
We do.
And by the way, before I do that, Miss Wisconsin works at the library,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh. Willow is so cool.
How about that?
Right?
So I can have a book checked out from Miss Wisconsin?
That's right. You sure can. She works up at the reference desk a lot of the time.
Well, I got to go there and ask her, and I got a problem here. Yeah.
And she's so kind.
Wow.
Like, I've seen, like, patrons can come and tell her just about anything, and she will just have such a, like, she will make you feel seen. She'll have such a kind answer for you.
What's her name again?
Willow.
Yeah, Willow. Does she give that, you know, the wave when you leave, that Miss America wave?
Only if you ask nicely.
That special wave they give. Wow, that, when I read that, I said, wow, that's pretty neat. Miss Wisconsin works at the library.
We're very proud of her.
Yeah. Okay, so you got some new people at the library.
We do. So we just hired two new leadership team members. So we now have a deputy director. Her name is Lizzie Jelly, and a new business manager, Becky Crowley. So Lizzie comes to us with an extensive background of working in libraries in and around this community, including most recently more than a year as the librarian of the Racine Youthful Offenders Correctional Facility. And Becky comes to us with more than a decade of experience in finance and management in the Racine area, most recently including working as the operations manager of NAMI Racine County and the finance assistant of the now closed LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin.
Now, I picture the library at the Correctional Center. Just a library full of law books.
Lizzie was telling me they have a lot of mystery, a lot of romance. She actually fought hard to get more romance books in there.
The Shawshank Redemption. How to Break Out. Escape from Alcatraz. Oh. No, but I'm not kidding. Some of those libraries in correctional facilities and jail, they have law books in there. A lot of them. Because people want to read.
Yeah.
About the law and how they can help their case.
Like, some people really do a lot of learning during their time.
There are people that graduate high school and college during their years incarcerated.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it. They actually do that in the movie The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, really?
You ever see the movie?
No, I've not.
Oh, you got to see it. And one of the guys who's in there, and he really didn't commit the crime, but he's a very learned guy. Mm. And he starts classes in there, and people are graduating high school.
Oh.
By his classes, he has them take tests for the state tests, and they come in, and they take the test, and they pass, and they now have a high school diploma.
Today I learned.
Yeah. You got to watch that movie, The Shawshank Redemption.
It sounds interesting.
Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so two new people.
Two new people.
And they started?
Yep, they started. They've been with us for just about a month now, and it's been great. They both come with a background in very social justice oriented, very human centered management, and they are just jumping right in and doing a great job supporting all of the awesome work that our team is doing.
Okay, let's talk about the postcard program. I saw this on your email that goes out.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, I do read those emails.
Thank you. Oh, that's flattering. Not everybody does.
I read them.
So the postcard project, we just wrapped up a big campaign to invite our patrons to write postcards to the federal elected officials about what the library means to them. So we received 118 postcards in, I think, just a few week period. And they were full of just such touching messages, and I can't share anything directly, but I wanted to share a little bit of what themes we captured from the postcards, because y'all got to hear this. Like, this library means so much to people. So we heard a lot about the themes of books, of course, but also fostering community, community resources, and free information. And these four themes were the most prominent out of everything mentioned in these postcards, and they appeared more than 25 times each. And then the library also just fulfills needs that folks might not expect. So we had multiple people who named the library as a space that helps them with their recovery. People describe the library as a place for justice and equality, a space that gives them hope, a space that fosters creativity. Folks describe the library as a safe place, a place that helps them save money, a place to get help with job searching, and somewhere to spend their leisure time.
You know what the library means to me?
What's that?
You can't buy DVDs anymore, but I can get them at the library.
That's right.
tough finding a DVD anywhere. You can't rent them anymore. There is one store on Rapids Drive you can rent them.
Oh, that's great.
But for the most part, you can't rent them anymore, but I can get them free at my public library.
That's right.
And if you guys don't have it, you search the earth.
Yep.
And then bring it in for me.
We have a person who does all the interlibrary loans herself. Her name is Bree, and we send her out personally. She will fly to Alaska for you.
Well,
get that book from Alaska's libraries.
I had one from Manila in the Philippines. They said, we found it. There was a library in the Philippines.
The Philippines.
We're bringing it back. Unfortunately, it's not in English. But you really do a good job. I mean, I see from the Beloit Library, from all over, and they find them and they bring them, and that's it.
It's really cool.
Yeah, because I love movies. And that's how I watch them. I love still watch DVDs. I have hundreds and hundreds at home, but there's some I don't have. And you have them.
You know, we've talked about the idea of having a display case that just features all of the new movies that have just come out.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is they go off the shelves so quickly. Like, people have so many holds on them that there would never be anything on the shelf.
Sometimes I rented it was called a Nora. It was the best picture of the year at the last Oscars.
Okay.
And I rented it in March, right when the Academy Awards happened. I just saw it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
You had 50 people right away through. 50. Well, it was best picture of the year, and everybody wanted to see what it was about. Nobody ever heard of it before. And it was pretty good. I liked it.
That's great.
I don't think it was worth the best picture, but it was good. It was very good. All right. Japanese cultural exchange program going on. This is interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. So for 2025, the Racine Public Library is proud to receive an East Asia in Wisconsin Library Program grant from the Center of East Asian Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So this has enabled us to host a whole variety of programs themed around Japanese culture throughout the month of July. So obviously, we're getting close to the end of July, but we do have two more programs coming up. This Saturday, July 26th, 1 to 2 p.m., we have a Kodokan Judo demonstration.
Say that again.
Kodokan Judo.
Oh, you say that right. I like the way you say that. Kodokan Judo. You got the
accent. I majored in Japanese in college.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, right. Just enough to be able to pronounce a little bit. So judo is a martial art and a form of combat and an Olympic sport. It was created in Japan in 1882 by Jigoro Kano. And judo, which literally means gentle way, is the competitive art of subduing an opponent. So you won't see people doing karate kicks or slices for the most part. You'll see people trying to figure out how to restrain each other and pin somebody to the ground.
Well, I like the way you say that, though. You really have the accent going on there.
Thank you.
So you took Japanese and...
I did.
Most people take Spanish.
I know. So, and that would have been... Arguably, more people speak Spanish at our library than Japanese. However, a couple of my coworkers speak Japanese, so I do get to practice sometimes.
So I took 4 years of Spanish in high school, 2 years in college,
ooh,
and all I can remember is albondigas is meatballs. So if I'm at a restaurant and I want more meatballs on the plate, albondigas.
Better hope it's an Italian restaurant.
That's it. Yeah, well, Italian might be speaking Italian. It's got to be a Spanish restaurant. Or it's not going to work. Yeah, so that's all I remembered out of that. I don't know how people speak more. You get the Pope, who speaks 15 languages. Pope Francis did. He spoke 15 languages. How do you keep that straight in your head?
I know. I don't know how
I got albondigas. I'm lucky I can remember that.
I feel like just the fact that Japanese is so different from English is really helpful because I'm not mixing up words that sound very similar to each other. But I can't say the same for every single language. If I was trying to learn Spanish, I feel like I'd be making a mess out of the two.
That's easy. Spanish was easy. That's
was
why
it?
I took
okay.
it. Yeah. I understood. I actually spoke it. I spoke Hebrew or Wild
No
too.
Way, that's cool.
Yeah, I can still read it, you know, write it, but I can't understand, I don't have the, that has been a long time. But yeah, I don't know how people keep multiple languages in their head. So we have exchange students. These high school exchange students are from Japan?
Yes. So have you heard of the Sister Cities program?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So our sister city in Japan is Oiso, and we every other year will send... So it's every other year Oiso will send exchange students to us, and then on the contrasting years we'll send exchange students to them. So this is the year that students from Oiso come and do a performance at the Racine Public Library. Well, they'll talk about what they learned. They'll share a little bit about what it's like to live in Oiso this year. So we have three exchange students, if I'm remembering correctly, maybe four. They're going to be at the library Tuesday, July 29th, 6 to 7 p.m. It's an all-ages program, no registration. Just come in and learn. It's always a really cool experience. The students are really, really cool, and you'll have a blast.
Melissa Caprillion, who's one of our county board supervisors, she had two exchange students living with her, one from Belgium, and I forget where the other one was from, but the one from Belgium just left, went home, and one of the nicest people you ever want to meet. This kid was wonderful. He was in here, and we interviewed him twice, and, you know, I said, you must have had it real easy because you spoke with a French accent, you know, ooh la la, when he went to high school. And he said, yeah, it works for you.
Yeah. Well, you have to figure these exchange students are technically like very young diplomats.
Somebody said, anybody with an accent can speak one more language than you can. A lot of truth in that. And he meant to a sister city. The Racine sister city used to be in France for a while. I forget what city it was. And when I...
Montelimar. I don't know how to pronounce it in French, but...
when I proposed to my wife, I had to fill in for Greg Berg at the Racine Symphony Orchestra thing at Festival Hall. And I was hosting it, and that was the night I was going to propose to my wife. So I said, let's do it on stage. So we did it on stage with the entire Sister City people out there in the audience and right on stage. And that was it. That was the night. What if she would have said no?
Right.
Oh, my. That's a long walk off stage.
That was a lot of people who just saw that.
Ouch. Okay. Let's talk about what's going on to the second floor with the book displays. I see them all the time there.
Oh, yeah. So we do a different book display every month. And this month we have one that is themed along the Japanese cultural programs. So some of the money from the grant we received, we used it to purchase several new books on Japanese culture, both in English and in Spanish. So stop by the second floor, check out the display that's next to the reference desk. This display will be present throughout the month of July, and it'll feature a rotating selection of both new books that we've just purchased, as well as some of our current books that were already in existence in our collection. There's some really neat stuff there.
Poor Japan. Every time a Godzilla movie comes out, it gets destroyed. And there's been, I think, over 30 Godzilla movies.
And they just rebuild over and over again.
I just saw the latest one, Godzilla Minus One. And it's the latest Godzilla to destroy Japan. I mean, that poor city has to every time there's a Godzilla movie out, they got to rebuild. I just got a notice I have to renew my library card.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know I had to do it. Yeah, I know. It's like a driver's license. You know, you got to renew it. And if a cop stops me and I don't have an updated library card.
Then you go to library jail.
Remember Mr. Bookman from Seinfeld?
No.
Jerry had an overdue book from high school.
Uh-oh.
And the library detective was Mr. Bookman.
Mr. Bookman.
And he went to Jerry's house to give him a warning. He's got to get that book back from high school because they're doing investigations. There are people you hear occasionally... They had a book out for like 30 years, 40 years. I have a record in my house. I think I told you, Bye Bye Birdie, the original motion picture soundtrack I took out in 1968 from the library.
Okay.
Still in my house.
I'm doing the math now.
I did call them years ago. And
50
I said,
years.
Well, I called them and I said, do you need it back? It's more than 50 years.
53 years?
54 years.
54.
I called them and I said, do you need it back? She says, no, we don't have records anymore. But that was years ago. They do now. They brought records back. I also have a couple of magazines I never returned either.
Oops.
I didn't do it on purpose. It's you know,
magazines, I think we only keep the most recent.
You got them on microfilm though.
Sure, yeah. And I think we only keep the most recent one or two issues of many of our magazines. So there's a good chance that, you know, they took it out of the system early.
You let it slide?
Yeah, you know. For you, Don Rosen.
You don't send Mr. Bookman out looking for the, you never saw that only Seinfeld episode?
No, not me. But only for special occasions. We'll send Bree out, our interlibrary loan person. She goes and gets books from libraries around the world, and she'll go to your house to get your overdue books.
there was an episode on Leave It to Beaver when Beaver got a thing from the library about an overdue thing, and he was frightened. He brought his friend Larry Mondello with him, and the library was like, Mr. Smith Public Library. And we like to see Mr. Smith. Oh, Mr. Smith is no longer alive. Even though, you know, it's the name of his library. He died many years ago. It was dedicated to him. Is his wife here? No, she passed away too. And Larry Mondello says, is there anybody here who's not dead? That's funny. Okay. Free online classes through your library card. What's that about?
So one of the library's partnerships is with LinkedIn Learning. And that means that anybody who has a Racine Public Library card can sign up for LinkedIn Learning for free. All you need is your library card number and your PIN. And LinkedIn Learning has tons of interesting classes about technology, business, creative arts. Just really, you got to just get in there. Search for whatever you're interested in and see what they have. And they have mountains of courses. So to get started, go to racinelibrary.info/LinkedIn. Make sure you have your library card number and PIN handy, and then you can get started. That said, we know that sometimes folks just want a little bit of extra help getting started with a new piece of technology. So we do actually offer classes in how to use LinkedIn Learning. I suppose they're technically open labs rather than classes. So you can drop in at any time on August 6th and 27th between 6 and 7:30 p.m. And our technology assistants in the Innovation Lab will help you get started. So you don't need to bring anything. All the computers will be provided. And that is a program for adults. You do need to register in advance, so make sure you visit racinelibrary.info/calendar and search learning to find the registration link for the program that you would like to attend.
How many libraries are there in Wisconsin?
Oh, oof.
You got it right here on your
200.
Email.
I'm guessing it's 200.
467. Oh. Whoa, not even close. Yeah, that was on your email. I told you, I read your emails. And one last thing here. This is a program for all ages, Color My World. You know what that is?
Yes. Okay. So Color Our World, that is the theme of this year's summer reading program. The summer reading program runs June 1st through August 31st every single year. And we this year have a variety of just creative programs to go along with the theme. Arts and crafts. We have different opportunities to make things like teacups, like little garden teacup landscapes. And I don't have the dates all in front of me, but if you go to racinelibrary.info/colorourworld, that's one word, then you can take a look at all of the programs that we have and also see the link for how to sign up for our summer reading program for different age groups.
And we decided that Shay is not short for anything. Your name is just Shay.
That's correct.
It's not like Shaybird or...
Some people think it's short for Seamus. People think it's short for shaving cream.
Well, Seamus, I can understand.
It could be anything.
And I told you that the name Wendy was never around before Peter Pan, the book Peter Pan. That was the first time the name Wendy was ever used.
So wild to me. I would never have guessed from reading Peter Pan that this was the first instance of the name Wendy.
You thought it was the hamburger chain, right? That's how they invented it. The Wendy's hamburger. That was it, right? Little girl with the red hair and the pigtails. That's what you thought. I know. She's laughing, but see, that's what you thought.
I do love Wendy's french fries.
Yeah, they are good, by the way. Shay King, thank you very much for coming in.
You're so welcome.
Shay is the head of business development for the Racine Public Library. And so much going on. Everything we talked about, you can probably catch online, right?
That's right.
And the website is?
RacineLibrary.info.
RacineLibrary.info.
That's right.
Oh, I like that info ending there.
That's a lot of libraries have a .info.
We have a .us.
Oh,
CivicMedia.us. And we have that.
The only other website I've seen use that is the... I recently founded a nonprofit, and It's called the People Center. So our URL is thepeoplecenter.us. That's the only other website I've seen use .us before.
Now you know two of them.
Now I know two.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you very much.
And you were supposed to be here. Then you weren't supposed to be here. Uh-huh. Then you were supposed to be here.
Yep. Melissa Donaldson was going to take my place. And then it turned out that I needed to take Melissa Donaldson's place. So it all worked out.
You drove our guy who does our website crazy, but that's all right.
Yeah, it was after you already made the graphic and everything.
I didn't make it. Somebody else did.
So thank you for your flexibility and for giving us some airtime. It's always a joy.
Oh, thank you for coming in. You're a nice smiley person, too.
Thank you.
Very positive.